Good morning.
And
good to be here.
Yeah. Well, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about some of the details on absentee ballots and mail-in ballots and how folks might be able to get one.
Well, that's exactly right, Kyle. This time of year, I know there's a lot of buzz about absentee ballots and what's the difference between an absentee ballot and a mail-in ballot. So I wanted to share just a few facts. Now, I'll say I'm not the expert on this. If even after talking with you, you have any questions, our own Dan Benson from the Marshall County Auditor is probably the place that you ought to go. But I know a little bit about this, so I thought that maybe we could just share a few
things.
Yeah,
sounds good.
In Iowa, basically an absentee ballot is a ballot that goes through the mail or is used in early voting. And, you know, in some states, they mail ballots out to people to return. But right now, what Iowa is sending out, there's a difference. And we are sending out, and people are asking you if you want an absentee ballot request. In Iowa, you have to request to have an absentee ballot sent to you. Back in June, in our primary, the Secretary of State sent out absentee ballot requests to all registered voters. That really increased the voting by almost 100,000 people, and it was a record-setting primary vote. So what people are asking right now, or what you can obtain right now, is you want an absentee ballot request. That is just a form that you fill out. Those were available starting in June. You can download them off of the Secretary of State website, or campaigns ask you if you want them. Some people and some organizations will even send them to you. Maybe you're a member of a union, or you have some of the county auditors are sending them out. So most likely, if you're a registered voter, you're going to get an absentee ballot request form in the mail. Now, those are what you fill out, and you send them back to the county auditor, and then starting on October 5th, that is when the actual ballots and the voting by absentee will commence. That will start. So by filling out that request form now, starting October 5th, you would get back in the mail the official ballot. And that ballot is like barcoded to your name so that it is tracked. You know, some people say, wow, if I get three or four request forms in the mail, which you may, does that mean I could request three or four ballots? No. The auditor's offices really track. When you turn back in an absentee ballot request form, they have that loaded on their website, and you can even track and go to their website and take a look at the status of your request form, and then once you turn in a ballot, you can follow your ballot. So you can only submit one ballot, but you may get multiple absentee ballot request forms. So those are some of the things. And, you know, this just makes it in the time of the pandemic here, it's a great way to stay safe while you're voting. And I think that Iowa has just had a great record of this being an efficient and a safe and a secure way to cast your vote on Election Day.
All right. Sounds good. Way to help us out, kind of navigate our way through some of that, because I know we're all starting to see those in our mailbox, or requests anyway, in our mailboxes. I know I got one over the weekend, as a matter of fact. All right. Sue, it's good to talk to you again. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye. That is Sue Cahill. Again, she is our first ward council member.